For a new unit, turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Well, we're back here at the hangar. 23-20 is the score that they have on the scoreboard, but we're having a big discussion here at the scorer's table. I have it as 23-19. The big discussion is I'm not sure where they're finding this extra point at. I have 6 points for Isaiah Jackson, 4 for Ashton Oaks, that's 10, 2 for Jameson DeVault, that's 12, and then 7 points for Caleb Giles. That's 19 points. I'm not sure where they found this extra point at, and they're having this discussion now at the scorer's table. As they have Coach Jace Watson over at the table now. Might have him bring their book person over. As Josh Fulcher is brought over now. Still checking the book out here as we're getting ready for the second half of action. Bombers will have possession. Officials over here along with Jace Watson and Josh Fulcher along with a few extra coaches of Mountain Home talking about this. So they're looking it over. Believe we might have a change of score here. As we're getting ready, as they do change it to 23-19. Bombers will have possession of the basketball to start out the second half of play here. Ellison to throw in for Bickford. Dewey back to Bickford in the backcourt. Bickford bounces toward Ellison. Ellison tried to come for a handoff. Now he gets it to Ellison in the corner. Ellison, Dewey. Dewey in the left corner. Bombers going with that starting lineup they threw out there. Ellison, Bickford, Proctor, Dewey, and Robert Dover got the start today. Proctor driving behind the back. Dumps it down to Dover. Dover gets a hand on it, goes up, a whistle, and a jump ball is called. It's going to go to Paragold. So the score is correct now. 23-19. So Paragold with the ball on the other end now. Oaks tried to lob it to Jackson, got knocked out of bounds, didn't get touched by anyone, and it's going to go to Mountain Home. 7:13 left in this third period. Ellison will throw in on the left lane line. Good turnout from the students on this mid-afternoon game on a Thursday afternoon. Get a little colder outside. Bickford now on the jump circle, dribbling to the right to the corner, Proctor. Proctor to Dewey, left side, Bickford. Bickford back to Dewey. Dewey looking to Ellison on the right wing. Ellison. Dover's got his man sealed down low. Proctor on the left wing, pulls up, deep three. Missed it, rebound Isaiah Jackson. Jackson pushed ahead to Oaks. Oaks driving, a lot of contact off the window, missed it. Rebounded by Ellison. Coach Jace Watson incensed, wanting a call there. A lot of contact. He went up for the layup, but Braden Dewey was straight up. Bickford with the ball now across the timeline. Working along the near side, or the far sideline, excuse me, Ellison to Proctor. Proctor Couple moves. Dumps it down. Tried to get it to Robert Dover, but it's turned over, and Mountain Home comes up with possession. Dodge Harris ready to check in here. Didn't get to the table in time as they inbound the ball. Paragold walking it up. Gavin Hall with the basketball to Isaiah Jackson on the left wing, guarded by Dover. Trying to move Dover, couldn't get by him. Oaks driving along the baseline, got knocked away, picked up by Bickford. Kai Bickford with the ball, pushing. Ellison, screen from Proctor. Proctor, Ellison to the spin move. Ellison goes up, takes a lot of contact. Turnaround jumper's good. Reed Ellison with 7 points now. 25-19 our score. DeVault with the basketball. 5.5 left in this third period. Driving along the baseline, guarded by Proctor. Back out to Oaks. Oaks sets to Jackson, top of the key. Great job by Dover. A whistle, a lot of contact, and an offensive foul is called. They're going to give that to Isaiah Jackson, be his second foul. Great job by Robert Dover to get in legal guarding position and take the charge. As the Bombers will throw in, Reed Ellison, the trigger man. Extended pressure by Paragold. As they're not even guarding the inbound. Ellison with it now to Bickford. Bickford walking up, 5:20 to go in this third period. Bickford along the sideline. Comes back this way to Dover, top of the key. Dover into Dewey. Dewey mid-post has position on Jackson. Goes with the right hand off the window. Good. Braden Dewey with 9 points. And it's 27-19. Jackson back to Hall. Hall screen from Jackson. Hall puts up the jumper. Got it from the left elbow. Gavin Hall's first bucket. You remember Gavin Hall? He was the kid that hit the three from half court at the buzzer to end regulation at their place. Bickford. A lot of contact from Hall. Hall on him like a cheap suit. Bickford puts up the jumper, missed it. Long rebound put out to Paragold. Ahead to Jackson. Jackson lost the handle, kicks it back out. DeVault driving. Jackson in the right corner. Guarded by Dover. Dover's got a great job on him. Giles. Guarded by Dewey. Giles steps back, mid-range jumper, got it. Caleb Giles with 9 points. 27-23 now, quick 4-0 run for Paragold. Ball's almost stolen, Dewey comes up with it. Harris hands it off to Bickford, Bickford will walk it up. Bickford across the timeline to the left sideline, gets a screen from Dover, goes to the spin move, back to Dover. Ellison, screen from Dover. Ellison back along the baseline, pulls it back out. Top of the key to Bickford, hand off to Harris. Dodge Harris with it. Bombers up 4. Screen from Dover. Bounce to Braden Dewey. Over to Bickford now. He'll get a screen from Dewey. Dewey slips the screen. Bickford turns the corner. Throws it off the window. Wouldn't go. Rebounded right to Paragold. And all alone is Ashton Oaks ahead. Tipped away by Ellison. Offensive rebound by Jackson. And he comes down with it. And it's an offense. It's a travel. Jackson came up with the offensive rebound. And Luke Proctor steps into the ball game, replacing Kai Bickford, as Jace Watson wants an explanation. Jace Watson getting an explanation from the official, and the table wants to talk about something. Not sure what the stoppage is for. And a whistle, and we're going to have a warning against Jace Watson. He is incensed with the official here as Jace Watson laid on his back in front of his own bench. So Watson given a bench warning after he lays on his back in front of his bench. Very odd, and a whistle and a foul is called by Jamison DeVault. So, the official asked Watson to demonstrate what he was talking about, and Watson actually demonstrated what he was wanting to show the official. Most cases that'd be a technical, but you know, the official did ask him to do it. And Chase Watson sure obliged to that. Dewey in the corner now to Ellison. Bombers with the ball. 3 minutes to go left in the third quarter. Looking over at Max Atkinson. He's going to be a big smile over that. Proctor's floater is missed. Dover almost got a hand on it, and it's thrown ahead to Paragold. Isaiah Jackson, two on one, as Proctor's knocked down away from the play. Four on five as Proctor gets up. Proctor's bad hurt. And we have a whistle and an official's timeout. Proctor's hurt, and Kai Bickford's going to step in. So Paragold will have it on the sideline. Hall will throw in. Kai Bickford steps in for Proctor. Jackson on the left wing. Jackson against Dewey. Crossover dribble goes to the mid post to the spin move. Off the window, won't go. Offensive rebound. Jackson met by Dover and Dewey. Counted and one. That was on number 23 of the Bombers, Dodge Harris. That's actually kind of lucky. Looked like it was either going to be Dover or Dewey. Be the first on Dodge Harris. Second, the and one from Jackson's good. Jackson coming in for the Bombers. 27-26, Bombers leading. 2:29 left in this third quarter. Harris, full court pressure by Paragold. Bickford with the basketball. Guarded by Hall. Bickford across the timeline. Long the right side on the near sideline. Screen from Dewey. Braxton Carson. Braxton to Dewey. Dewey handoff to Harris. Dewey kind of seals his man, gives him a screen. Bickford left corner. Now to Ellison. Ellison, screen from Dewey. Ellison dumps it down. Dewey, whistle, and a blocking foul. Counted and one. Braden Dewey gets the and one to go. That foul was on their number 33, Isaac Giles. Be his first foul, team second. As Luke Proctor getting ready to step in, Braden Dewey going to be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Not a 33 on the floor. It was 24 that was in the area of it, but they gave it a 33 anyway. So they just changed it, so the foul's going to be on number 24, Caleb Giles. Isaac's brother, Caleb, as Caleb Giles' jumper from the mid-range won't go, but it's tipped way back into the, all the way back to Jackson. Jackson driving a whistle and a blocking foul is called. Dewey stepped in front of him, but it looked like he was still moving towards him. So it's going to be a foul on Braden Dewey, only his second team foul. 28-26, Bombers leading, minute 51 to go in this third quarter. As Gavin Hall will throw in. And the officials coming over to the table again. There's an issue with one of the fouls, I believe. They got it all sorted out. I have it as 29-26. Looks like they're just missing the and one, 28-26. Should be 29-26 with the and one. They're still talking over at the table with the book.
Gage, watch the post. Watch the lift and he's getting under it, Braxton.
Still looking. Officials still sorting it out. Minute 51 to go in this third quarter. Bombers leading, according to the scoreboard, 28-26. Okay. 29-26, they just changed it up there. They double-checked. Coach Fulcher back at the table talking to the book. I have it as 29-26 And a lot of contact as Oaks goes up. And he's fouled. Oaks talking to John at Luke Proctor. Foul's going to go on. Didn't see the official signal, who he said. Braden Dewey, that'll be his third foul, is who they say, as the free throw from Ashton Oaks is missed. So Braden Dewey's got three fouls. As Ashton Oaks' second free throw is no good. He made it, and it's a lane violation. So it's going to stay 30-26. Bombers up four. Ellison. Ellison, long pass to Proctor, threw it away, and Paragold will have it back under their basket. So the ball's going to be thrown in. Still having a discussion about the score, 30-27. According to the scoreboard, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on Braden Dewey. That's his fourth personal foul. Robert Dover will step in.
Robert Dover in for the Bombers.
And it's inbounded to Oaks. Oaks goes to the spin move. Kicks out. Bigford almost got a hand on it. Oaks going to go to work against Ellison. Goes to the mid post off the window. Good.
Ashton Oaks.
30-29 our score. Bickford with the basketball. Bickford gets the screen from Proctor. Bickford at the mid post. Now to the corner, Ellison. Ellison looking for Dover. Ellison along the baseline, pulls up over Jackson, missed it long. Minute 10 to go in this third period. Ball's pushed ahead to DeVault. Back to Oaks. Oaks against Ellison, goes to the spin move. Good move underneath, gets the turnaround jumper to go. And we have a whistle and a timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Across the state of Arkansas, Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville join you in cheering on our favorite teams. We applaud that extra effort that makes our schools and activities an important part of our communities more now than ever. Working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals, that's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, home of Me Banking. Member FDIC.
Back here at the hangar court side, 31-30. Paragold with the lead, but a back and forth game. Bombers with four timeouts remaining. 53.2 left in this third period. Proctor to throw in, still some extended pressure by Paragold. Bounced into Bickford. Bickford along the left sideline. Handles the pressure. Across the timeline. To Proctor on the right wing. Screen from Dover. Dover slips the screen, driving towards the middle. Behind the back, pulls up. Jumper off the window won't go. Ellison tipped it in right to Bickford. Bickford back to Braxton Carson. Ellison top of the key. Left side Proctor. Going to get a screen from Ellison. Ellison dumps down mid post, goes along the baseline, takes the contact, left the hook shot short. Got tipped in the air. Dover got a hand on it, but Paragold comes up with it. Gavin Hall ahead to Isaiah Jackson. Jackson heads, gets Carson, a whistle, and a foul. Probably going to go on Braxton Carson. It will. First foul on Braxton Carson. Fourth team foul. And we have a whistle and another timeout called by Paragold. 11.1 to go in the period. Bombers trail 31-30. We'll take a short little break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans, 12, 24, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you. Go Bombers!
Back here at the hangar, Paragol took a timeout, try to draw something up here at the end of the quarter with the basketball, 31-30. Been a back-and-forth game. 11.1 to go in this third period. The final day of the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament. The third-place game. Been a very good game so far. Coming up next after this game will be the girls' championship of Farmington versus Rogers. And the boys will be Farmington versus Greene County Tech. But we got to get through this one first. 10 seconds to go. Ball's inbounded. DeVault, hand off to Hall. Hall pulls up, deep three, looks online, rattled around, wouldn't go. Goes back to Caleb Giles. Giles has to put it up at the horn. Missed it, and that'll do it for the third quarter. So the Bombers head to the fourth quarter, trailing 31-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray.